Buongiorno everybody. In the next few minutes, I'm going to show you how you can use identity information about your user for driving the behavior of your web application experience. The interesting part is that we are going to do this without writing a single line of code, which is pretty awesome. So, without further ado, let's go in Visual Studio. Here you can see one web page. I'm being hired by Fabricam Airlines for writing their web pages, clearly for my awesome design skills, as you can see here. And this page specifically is a part of a wizard for booking flights. And it's part of a subsection of a website for frequent flyers. Fabricam Airlines belong to CloudBuddies, which is an alliance of airlines, and this page is specifically for booking a flight on Fabricam. So, here we'd normally have three problems. One problem would be, how do I make sure that my current user is a frequent flyer? And namely, a frequent flyer from CloudBuddies. The second problem is, as you can see, this UI is very dense with identity information. Here I need the first name, here I need to know to which program they belong, so Contoso Air as opposed to Fabricam Airlines, and so on. I need to acquire this information from a trusted source, because clearly, if I allow everybody to self-assert, everybody will always say that they are gold, because they want the highest level of perks, of course. The third thing that I have to address is actually making the changes in the UI according to the identity information that I receive. So I have to fill values, I have to show or hide or disable things, I have to change the aspect of my UI, and so on. So, let's tackle these problems. Thanks to Geneva Framework, I can take the two problems with one stone, one single move. Here, I can just right-click on my web project and choose this Modify STS reference. That's jargon for indicating that I want to outsource the authentication process. I don't want to have to worry directly about authenticating the user, managing their passwords, doing something if they forget it, verifying their identity before giving them credentials. I want out from all that business. I know that my page needs to be consumed by users of the CloudBuddies Federation, of the CloudBuddies Alliance, so I ask CloudBuddies themselves to authenticate the user and gather information about them. And from here, thanks to the use of open standards and this wizard that comes with the Geneva framework, I can just literally say here, hey, please system, get CloudBuddies to authenticate people from me, and that's all I have to do. It gets better, because not only they authenticate the user, but they actually give me a number of attributes of the user that are relevant to our relationship. So, all the data that you see here, which we usually call claims, represent attributes of the user that I need to know for running my business. For example, here, name, surname, and phone and email are information I need for moving on with the reservation. The frequent flyer levels are what I need for deciding if I should turn on or off certain actions. So, those are all info that I receive directly from CloudBuddies and I don't have to maintain myself, which is pretty awesome. And in fact, once that you have the wizard ready, you just hit F5 and the system will automatically redirect the user to CloudBuddies, which will in turn provide the pages for gathering credentials if there's the need to. And then once I click Submit, and will land on my pages. As you can see, those pages are still the same. So we solved the first two problems. Now let's move to consider the third problem, driving the behavior. Normally at this point you would write code behind the application. The Geneva framework makes this much easier because you will have those information all available without worrying about the kind of credentials. If they came via username or by certificate, you don't care. However, we can push things farther. We can directly make these literally point and click. To this purpose, we created a sample ASP.NET component, which you see here, which we called quite a mouthful claims-driven modifier control, that can be used for driving the behavior of a control. Now, if you are familiar with ASP.NET, you know about the validators. Validators are components that you can use for validating the input on other components. And typically, they have properties like the control to validate that you use for tying your validator to the control. Well, here we are doing something very similar. As you can see from the properties, I have a control to drive, and I want to tie to the first name field, which we see here. Then I want to modify, according to identity information, the text property of that. And then here in the field expression, I get a designer that I can use for associating to the property that I've picked with an incoming claim. And surprise, surprise, here I'll choose given name. Okay. And now you get the drill. Let me do it quickly for the other components. Here I have last name, txt last name. We want to modify the text property. The expression is easy. It's surname, very British. And of course I can control any kind of control. So here, for example, I have a label. I can still pick it. Label program, the property is still text, and the expression will be, you guessed it, frequent flyer program. Okay, that was easy. Now let's consider something slightly more dynamic. Here we have an image, and we want to change the aspect of this image according to the level of my user. So if my user is a gold member, I will want something gold. If a membership of a user is silver, I will use silver. This is not an information that I can expect inside the claims, because the address of my images is private to my website. But we came out with a little trick that we call mapping that allows us to do just that. So I dragged another control. I will tie it to the image. I want to modify the image URL. And as expression this time, I will pick mapping. And here it's very intuitive. I say that if the incoming claim frequent flyer level is gold, then the value that I want to assign to the image membership image URL is tilde image gold png, and I add it to my list of mapping. Conversely, if I'm silver, I want tilde image silver png add. Oops, here I wrote something wrong. I just click edit. I come here, tilde, save. Everything looks okay. Okay, perfect. Before moving to the next step, which is running the application, let's focus on our last element, which is this panel, which says Fabricam Airlines Frequent Flyer Privilege. this panel is only for Fabrica customers. That's to say that if the current user is a frequent flyer with Contoso Air, which is a partner, we don't want to show this panel. So let's move down a control, let's tie it to our panel privilege, and this time the property we want to modify is visible. Now the kind of expression that we need is a bool, and in fact we need a condition. And here we say that we want that the visible property of panel privilege is equivalent to the result of this comparison. If frequent flyer program is Fabrica Airlines. Okay. At this point, anything other than Fabrica Airlines will give false, and hence this should be invisible. And the very last thing. Here we have two possible perks. The mid-flight massage, which, if you ask me, seems like an awesome perk, I really love it, is something that we want only for Gold users. However, we don't want to hide it, because we want the Silver user to see it, but disabled, so that they remember that this perk exists and they are enticed to fly more with Fabrica Airlines, bring more money, and rise to Gold. So let's try to do the same. Here I want to drive the checkbox massage, and this time I want the enabled property. And you guessed already what I'm going to write here. I want a condition that says that my frequent flyer level is Gold, then it will be true and so it will be enabled. Anything else will grayed out. Okay, we are ready for giving it a spin. Let's try it. So I click play, get redirected as before. So John is Gold with Contoso. So we should see the Gold image and we should not see the panel. And it goes, and it went as expected. Here we have the data that we pulled out from the claims. We changed the image source accordingly, and there is no trace of our panel. Now let's do this again, but this time let's be Paul. Paul is Silver with Fabricam. So what do we expect? We expected to see the Silver image and we expected to see the panel. In the panel, the mid-flight massage should be disabled. And that's exactly it. Here we have a Silver, we see the privilege, and it looks like we are going to be cranky at our destination because no in-flight massage for us. Alright, so in few minutes we have seen how we solve the main identity problems, mainly by pushing them out so that somebody else takes care of those. After all, we are designing the UI, we should not be forced to deal with security information. And we have seen how our little example, which is a demo, so don't expect to have these in the current beta of the program, this is just a demo for showing you how it can be easy to take advantage of the infrastructure that delivers you claim for driving the behavior of your application without even knowing that there is anything below it. That's really, really easy. So you can download this example from CodeGallery. It's very easy to install, just with a couple of clicks. And if you want to play with that, you are welcome to do so. And if your colleagues that deal with security want to know more about what's behind this, we have other examples that are in the references section of the documentation of this control. So I invite you to download, play, and next time you hear somebody that says that identity is hard, point them to this or tell them to send me an email and we can discuss about that. Thank you for your time and you have a good day.